Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at Westerville campus. And happy new year. I hope your 2026 is off to a great start. Today, we're taking a look at Acts chapter 4 and seeing how God can transform our boldness. In Acts chapter 3, we read about how Peter heals a man who couldn't walk. And him and John were actively sharing about Jesus, the good news of salvation that is found in him. And a great number of people were coming to faith. They were believing and trusting in Jesus. And it was honestly starting to cause a bit of an uproar. And the religious leaders, they did not like what was happening. They felt like their power and their control was being threatened by this new movement that was beginning to develop. They didn't understand what it was about, and they were skeptical and had concerns. And so they went and found Peter and John, who were sharing about Jesus, and had them arrested. They put them in jail just to try to put a stop to what was happening. And so the next day, Peter and John are brought before the most powerful religious leaders in Jerusalem. And they were questioned. They asked them, hey, who do you think you are? By what name, by what power are you doing these things and teaching these things? And Peter was very clear with them. We are doing this by the name and the power of Jesus. He told them that salvation is found in no other name but Jesus. He is the one who has given me the ability to heal people. He is the one who has given me this message to proclaim and to preach that salvation is found in him. And listen to what it says in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, as Peter is sharing about where this power comes from. It says that when they saw the courage of Peter and John, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. These religious leaders, the most prestigious and elite men in Jerusalem, were blown away by the courage and the boldness of Peter and John. And they realized that Peter and John, they weren't guys who had come from royalty. They weren't educated. They weren't impressive by any worldly standards. They were unschooled, ordinary, simple men. But they were astonished by the courage and the boldness that they lived and that they spoke with. And they took note, man, these men have been with Jesus. These guys are different because they have spent time with this Jesus. And then in verse 18, it says this, then they called them in again and they commanded them to not speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. He said, hey, we need you to stop. You're causing an uproar by the message that you're sharing. We need you to not teach or speak in that name at all. But listen to how Peter and John replied to them. They said, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to listen to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help but speaking about what we have seen and what we have heard. Peter and John say respectfully, hey, we have to choose between listening to you or listening to God. Who do you think we're going to listen to? Clearly, we're going to listen to the Lord. And we can't help but speak and teach and share about what we have seen and what we've heard because it has changed everything for us. And I want you to just think about for a moment the transformation that has taken place in Peter's life. Peter is the guy who, when Jesus was arrested, denied Jesus three times. He was afraid to be associated with him because of what it would mean for his reputation, or because he could be arrested or even put to death. He was afraid to follow Jesus to the cross. But since Peter has seen Jesus die and then come back to life, it has changed everything for him. The resurrection transformed his boldness. And no matter what these religious leaders were saying to him, no matter what threats came his way, no matter how many times he was arrested or beaten because of his faith in Jesus, Peter said, "We cannot help but speak about what we have seen and what we have heard." And you see, as followers of Jesus, this is the kind of boldness and courage that we need as well. And so as we begin this new year, I just want to encourage you to spend some time praying and asking God for this kind of boldness and courage when it comes to your faith this year. That maybe there's somebody in your life that you know you've been needing to tell about Jesus for a long time now. Maybe it's a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, and you've been afraid at the potential consequences of that, how it would impact your job or how it would impact your reputation or your relationship with that person. But ask God to give you the boldness and the courage to speak about and to share the good news of Jesus, that Jesus has changed your life and how Jesus can change their life as well. Help us, Lord, to walk in just boldness this year and to faithfully proclaim the good news of Jesus. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Father, we thank you for just the example of Peter and John, these ordinary, unschooled men who have been transformed because they saw you come back to life and it changed everything for them. And so, God, help us to live with that kind of boldness and courage, being willing to share about the hope that we have in Jesus. God, give us the courage to live for you, even when it's hard, even when it may mean consequences in our life. Father, we love you, we praise you, and we ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.